So we must act, but what should we do? Well, there's two general types of climate change solution. There is mitigation and adaptation. Climate change mitigation is decreasing the CO2 in the atmosphere by either reducing the sources or enhancing the sinks. So that includes emissions reductions, things we've talked about already, adopting renewable energy and electric vehicles, stopping the burning of coal, increasing the efficiency of our production systems, perhaps implementing carbon taxes that will stimulate reduced emissions, and of course eating less meat. And one of the biggest things individually we can do to reduce emissions from land use. Then there's natural sequestration. So this, in contrast to reducing sources, is enhancing sinks for carbon dioxide. And that includes natural sequestration, includes reforestation, habitat restoration, and offset programs, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And then there's artificial sequestration, which is man-made or technological ways of providing a carbon sink, of drawing CO2 out of the atmosphere and fixing it into solid form and then disposing of it, and other geoengineering approaches that attempt to get carbon out of the atmosphere. And then as far as climate change adaptation, that basically just means adjusting to actual and expected future climate. So we can, both for ourselves and other species, work on reducing vulnerability and risk. And for nature, for biodiversity, we can do that through corridors, making it easier for animals to move. We can provide climate refugia that we'll talk about in a bit, assisted evolution, as well as land use change that we've already mentioned. Fostering land uses that act as carbon sinks rather than sources, such as agroforestry, reforestation, and mixed cropping systems, along with improved pastures and other things. Another adaptation approach is to exploit possible benefits, actually, of climate change. We know that climate change can result in a longer growing season with higher precipitation and temperature in some areas that could foster better crop growth. And so part of adaptation is also our ability to take advantage of any benefits that climate change could provide. So in the remainder, we've already talked about some of these, like land use change, corridors, etc. And in the remainder of this lesson, I will focus on mitigation through natural sequestration and adaptation through a few approaches to reduce vulnerability. I will not talk much about artificial sequestration through various carbon capture technologies and geoengineering approaches, nor will I talk further about reducing emissions at the global, national, local, and even individual level.